For her birthday, Grammy and Granddad got my 3-year-old daughter Miriam the book adaptation of A Charlie Brown Christmas. If you have never seen this classic movie, yes, you. Miriam goes, you? Yes, her. If you have never seen this classic movie or read the book, then you are really missing out. I hope you have seen it. Have you seen this movie of Charlie Brown Christmas? Thank you. Okay. Oh my gosh. Throw this one. In typical Charlie Brown fashion, Charlie is, of course, depressed. But this time he knows exactly why. I just don't understand Christmas, he tells Linus. I might be getting presents, sending Christmas cards, and decorating trees, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed. This leads Linus to say perhaps the funniest quote from the entire movie. You want to say it with me? Lucy is right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest. But I think that Charlie is on to something. You see, he looks around during the holiday season, and all that he sees is commercialism. His dog, Snoopy, can only think about winning prize money for a decorating contest. His sister, Sally, has asked Santa for only money. How about tens and twenties, she says. And the Christmas pageant that Charlie is soon to take part in only seems to be concerned with having fun, not the true meaning of Christmas. The story, of course, climaxes at that memorable scene when Charlie, exasperated, cries out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And then Linus calmly says, "Sure, Charlie Brown." And he takes center stage and all of the other kids fade away and he recites that story that we heard earlier this evening. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them and the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were sore afraid. And he eventually ends the passage with the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." And after his recitation of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, he ends with the simple, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." It is a powerful moment that, despite being first aired in 1965, still rings true today. People want to know the true meaning of Christmas. They ache to hear why this holiday is important. And the reality is that Linus hit the nail on the head. Ironically, pretty much everyone involved in the original production of A Charlie Brown Christmas thought that it would be a commercial failure. But actually, this show, which made no apologies for being critical of commercialism and emphasizing a traditional understanding of Christmas, was an incredible success, which should have reminded society that what people really wanted was truth, not commercialism. But even today, we struggle with remembering the true meaning of Christmas, the incarnation of our God and Savior, when Jesus Christ came to us as a tiny baby born in Bethlehem all those years ago, proclaimed as Messiah by angels, shepherds, and eventually by magi. But I find it interesting that Linus chooses this passage to explain what Christmas is all about. He doesn't quote the scene when Jesus is actually born. Instead, he chooses the story when the angels come to the shepherds. And that's significant because God's messengers come to the shepherds where they are. They appear to them while they are at work, minding their own business. And when God's message comes to them, it leads to worship. The angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." That's what we are doing here tonight. From all walks of life, God's call has come to us, and we are worshiping the Christ child. But for the shepherds, it did not end there. After the angels left them, they did not go back to their daily lives content simply with the knowledge that Jesus had come. Instead, their very being was changed by this announcement. As soon as the angels were gone, the shepherds immediately go to Bethlehem to see Jesus. And then they immediately go out proclaiming the good news that God had come into their midst. They were never the same. When the angels appeared to them, it was not simply to give them information. Oh, hey, by the way, a baby was born and he's kind of a cool kid. No, they came to change the lives of the shepherds. And that is the true meaning of Christmas. That the world is different, that we are different because of our experiences with the baby Jesus. And that is why Linus chooses this passage as the true meaning of Christmas. He chooses the passage that doesn't simply tell the Christmas miracle. Instead, he chooses the passage that encourages us to join in with the shepherds and tell the Christmas miracle to others. For Linus and the shepherds, the true meaning of Christmas is not simply the fact that Jesus has come, but rather what that fact has done for our lives. The true meaning of Christmas is that when we hear the Christmas story, we become part of it, and it becomes part of us, and we have to share it with others. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's one of the busiest days of the year, especially for parents, but in the midst of unwrapping presents and making and eating good food, I encourage you all to remember this true meaning of Christmas, that God has come into our midst. He has met us where we are in our busy lives, and that we cannot ever be the same. We are part of that story now. Tell this Christmas story tomorrow. Listen to it anew, and then carry that Christmas message throughout the 12 days of Christmas and into the rest of your lives. Allow yourselves to be changed by that baby born in the manger all those years ago, and then show others how they can be changed too. On Sunday, we will discuss how the Christmas miracle continues as Jesus grows. And in a matter of days, we will be hearing the story of the Magi traveling a great distance just to bow down before this newborn king. But for now, let us allow ourselves to be changed and shaped by the Christmas miracle. Let us allow that story to enter into our lives anew, that we can be truly different as the shepherds were after they heard the good news from the angels. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.